Hello.
Oh, hi, Robin.
Yes, this is Robin.
It's Tina calling from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. Hi, Tina. It's interesting that you should call right now because there's another woman on the other line who's trying to close a deal with me, and I'm not doing anything with her because I'm just not getting things done to find out who they are. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I was listening to you.
Okay.
So someone was trying to have you sign up for something else on the other line?
Yeah. And they were offering me the best deal in the world, but the only problem was I couldn't see it on my phone.
I see. Okay.
So that's why maybe I shouldn't say it's interesting that you should call right now, but it is interesting that you should be calling right now. Because I'm going to this woman. I said, I'm not paying you any money until I see what kind of stuff you do first. That's the way it is. That won't change. And then now I've lost her. So it's okay. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah. How's your new year? Everything's going well?
It's not new year yet, but it will be soon. And I'm sure it will. We're really busy. And that's good because I enjoy what I do and my customers love me. So
nice. So I'll tell you one thing, Robin. I don't know who it was you were talking to or what they're offering, but if anybody calls you and says you owe any more money for the Google listing, just know that that is all paid in full through us. So you don't have to pay anything extra for that. So if they're offering something different, then, you know, that's another story. But the program that you have with us covers not only the Google, the Bing, the Facebook ads, the website, the hosting, and the mobile optimization, making sure that Hawaii Solar and Wind comes up from, you know, the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So I was simply following up with you. I don't know if you got my message, you know, earlier in the week, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
I do remember getting that particular email or text, whichever it was. And then I tried to contact your company or your number, the number that was sent to me two or three times, and each time I was put on hold or else I couldn't get through for whatever reason.
Really?
And I thought,
was that an extension 777, or did you just call the toll-free number? Do you remember?
I don't remember because I have so many calls every day, and that's why I was thinking, oh my God, did I do something wrong or what's happening? Why is this? And then I get another call for a customer which I'm already working with, so I just go to them and then I forget about whatever came from you. What I was doing. So you see what the process was going on. But I do remember that I liked what you had offered me and that I wanted to try it. And so I was confused why you weren't getting paid. But at the same time, I was buying a lot of equipment for a project that we were working on, and maybe I didn't have anything left on my credit card, which is what I think I gave to you.
That might not be the case, actually, because it's not saying insufficient funds. It's a Visa ending in 0688, and it's saying the account was closed. So I think perhaps the bank sent you a new card, and maybe you just forgot to update it with us or something.
Me? Forget something? That's the story of my life.
That's funny. I'm laughing because I mean, the automatic renewals are the worst. Every time the bank switches my cards out, I forget who all the automatic renewals are, you know? So
I'm like the same way, and then I get a new girlfriend and I forget her name. And then
you better not. That's going to get you in some hot water.
It already has.
I bet.
And I'm not doing it on purpose. I just honestly, I can't explain it to anybody. Well, what do they call it? It's Alzheimer's. And,
I see.
And so it's the beginning, but since there's no cure for it, then I talked to my children and I talked to my doctors. I said, okay, guys, we have to come up with something new because whatever there is out there now is not working. And I can't keep living like this. So we've got to figure it out. And that's where I am.
I see. Yeah, I'm no expert, but my son is into like all of the natural like spring water and turmeric and all of that. And they're saying that ashwagandha, it's like a supplement, you could get it pretty much anywhere, but they say that that helps with memory, you know? So, I mean, it's worth a try if you have doctors working with you, and they're not finding something, it's worth it to try. So, doesn't hurt. Especially since it's a natural supplement.
I'm getting something so I can write this information.
There you
down.
Go. So what I was going to tell you, Robin, I have your billing in front of me. So if you want me to update the card, I can do it because the card that we have on file is no good.
Okay. Hang on. One thing at a time. I want to get what am I? Now I forget what I was doing because I'm getting too many things going here. Your son found something that was real strong that works. Is that what you told me? For a minute.
Yeah, he's really good at like doing like the natural supplements and all that. And he believes like it heals the body. You know, even like if I'm home with a flu or something, he'll come running over to my house with a bunch of supplements and like natural spring water. And I'm like, well, I just drink the water from the refrigerator. It's fine. You know, the refrigerator filters it. Oh no, right. No, you can't do that. You drink this. This is going to be healing for you. So, and it's so funny because I had a surgery on my knee back in June, and he brought over a whole case of that water, and after drinking it, I was feeling better, and, my up and about, and my knee was feeling good, so there's something to it, so.
there is to a lot of stuff, and there is to some of the stuff, it doesn't work, but there is stuff that does work, and it's just finding it, basically.
Yep.
And, so I listened to everybody's pitch about what will make you better faster, and I have tons of doctors that I do installations of solar systems, and I go to them and I talk to them and I say, what about this and what about that? And they go, where did you hear about something like that before? And I said, I found it online, blah, blah, blah. He goes, well, that's the thing we're not sure about, but it seems to be something that does work, but we're not positive. I said, well, maybe I should give it a shot. And so then I go ahead and give it a shot, and it doesn't work for my memory anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm still working towards that. I know that the only way that this is going to happen is for me to make it happen.
Yeah. I'll send you a link to the ashwagandha stuff. I've never tried it. But I know that sometimes those natural supplements work so well, and usually doctors will kind of conflict with natural supplements, and it's kind of like, they don't believe in like the holistic healing because they want you to use medicine, and holistic doctors don't believe in medicine, so they kind of conflict with each other. But my son told me to take turmeric for my knee problems because it's good on the joints and inflammation. And believe it or not, my surgeon, when I went back and asked him about it, he said, absolutely, whatever you do, just continue to take turmeric every day. So there's something to it. So, but the one that is good for memory is called ashwagandha. And that's the one that I think you should try. You could get like a whole bottle of it over at Costco or even on Amazon, and I think it'll help you. Yeah. So, and if not, it's worth a try. Yep, I'll send you. I see it on the Amazon right now, so I'll just copy the link and I'll pop it in an email for you, and then you can just open the email and click on the link, and then you can, maybe consider getting some. It's not expensive, and it's worth a shot, So
it's definitely worth a shot. It's like, sure.
Yeah.
There's nothing
else
to alter.
Next time you go out on a date with a new girlfriend, at least put her name in your phone or something, so if you forget it, You can look it up.
I do that.
Good for you. That's great. So, do you recall, since, you know, you have some memory, do you recall your local Splash account? Do you understand why I'm calling with the payment and all? You remember that you signed up for that?
I do remember that I signed up for the local Splash, and I was thinking about it a couple of days ago, and I'm going, was I supposed to make a payment, or did I lose the call, or did they just, you know,
yep.
they didn't get a payment, so they just canceled my account?
Nope. We don't do that.
We
wouldn't cancel just because you're late on your payment, but the payment is past due from December 23rd. So what I can do is update it now, and then I'll push your next billing out 30 days, which means you'll be paid in full till February 9th, because
I don't want you to have
two payments.
I'm sorry
for
interrupting.
Yeah, I'm ready whenever you are. But is it still the same billing address on 39 Hoana Street?
No, I've actually moved from there to an apartment. And I'm going to give you the new address for the apartment.
Sure.
And hang on just one second, because I had to get that put on my driver's license. And so I'm looking for my driver's license.
Wow, you already got the new license with it. That's good for you. That's great. Some people, they'll move and they'll drag their feet on getting things updated, you know?
I think when I went down there, I think the girl who was working behind the counter liked me. So maybe that's why.
Oh, really?
Who knows?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference why, or just that it's taken care of, and they said you don't owe any more money, is what she told me.
Okay.
I'm still looking. I'm still looking for my card. I'm almost there.
No problem.
I'm just about through all my cards.
Yeah, take your time. I don't mind waiting.
So this is perfect that you call. Your timing is perfect.
Oh, good. I always try to call later in the day for Hawaii, because we're in California, and I know you guys are behind us in the time zone. So I try not to call. If your call had popped up earlier today, I would have probably waited to call you later, you know, just so that we're not calling too early Hawaii time.
Got it. I don't have another card. What I have is a Visa.
Okay.
Can you use that card?
Yeah, I can use the Visa. So
you'll need to try it to make sure that it goes through, because I was just in Costco about an hour ago, and they took one of my cards, and it didn't work. And then they took the other one, and it did. And it's from the same bank, and I'm going, how can that happen? I said, as long as it worked, I can connect. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's just try this.
Yeah, this one that you're going to give me, it's not the same one that I have that ends in 0688, is it?
It ends in 3587.
Okay, so good. It's a brand new card. So go ahead with the whole number when you're ready.
4270.
Okay.
4290. Uh-huh. 8443.
Mm-hmm.
Then 3587. And it's good through 226.
Okay, and the code?
I'm looking for the code. Oh, the code right here in front of me. 153.
Okay.
Security code.
The second set of numbers, what was that? Was it 4290 you said?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so let me fix this.
4290-844-3587.
Okay, got it. And what's the billing address associated with this card? Because I know you said you moved.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think it's still under the old address?
It's probably, but let's check. Let's double check here. Because I've got my cards right here. I've got my driver's license right here. That should tell me. Let's says, nope, it doesn't tell me anything there. Hang on just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So that's just my veterans card. Oh, come on.
Robin, I am so sorry. I saved the card and it's saying it's invalid, so I think I have a digit off. Can we put it in
okay.
one more time? It's not good.
Yeah.
It's only Tuesday and I'm getting my wires crossed, so I'm so sorry, but let's try it again.
Yeah, no problem. So let's see. American Savings Visa. Can't use that. So then now this is going to be USAA. It's my military
okay.
bank.
Okay.
Visa. That's the name of the bank, USAA. And
USAA,
then the,
okay.
Yeah, and then the code on the back is 4270-8290-8443-3587, and this is good through 226. What are we now? We're
on 124, so you're good. And then what about the code on the back? Is it the 153?
You mean the security code?
Yes.
193.
Oh, 193. Okay. And mm-hmm. so can I repeat the number just so you know I have it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's 4270-8290-8443-3587?
Correct.
Okay, good. So let me store it now. And then I'll tell you if this billing address works. If not, we'll have you look up what it might be. So. Oh, this is the billing address, but it's saying insufficient funds. So maybe because you went shopping at Costco with it or something. I can try it in the morning if you like. Do you think the $299 should be available on this card?
I think it should be. And then also, let's see, I have another card too, which
okay.
is from another bank. This one's a relatively new one, and it should be okay. Let me just give you all that information, too.
Okay, go ahead when you're ready.
So that if the first one doesn't work, then you can come back to me and say, okay, we tried the second one, which is the American Savings Bank.
American Okay, is it still a Visa, or is it a MasterCard or a different?
I'm looking right now. I'm trying to get my eyes to focus as I...
Usually, if it starts with a 4, it's a Visa, and if it starts with a 5, it's a MasterCard.
This one starts with a 4.
Okay,
and
so it's another Visa.
And this is for American Savings Bank. Okay, so this is the same bank that I have. All right, so what am I telling you? What the number is?
You were giving me, new card number. So go ahead, and we'll try the second card and see if it works.
4145.
Okay.
7863-0385-6682.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Expiration?
Is 1227.
1227. And then the little code on the back?
821. Oh, wait.
No?
Yeah, 821, that's right.
821, okay. Yeah, they make them so shiny back there. Sometimes it's hard to read them, you know, and then they rub off. So, but, okay, let me give this one a whirl. It'll tell me right away if it's okay or not.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this one is saying the same thing the other one did, that it's an invalid account number. So I'll read it back and tell me where I went wrong, okay? Is
All right.
it 4145? 7863-0385-6682?
6662. Oh, wait.
Oh, okay.
I need some reading glasses here so I can see that one little number that I can't see.
Okay.
Here we go. I found it from here.
Do you think it's a 6 or an 8 now that you have the glasses on?
I'm just getting it now. What was the number we were looking for the last?
Let me read it all to you since you have the glasses on, and then you can tell me. I have 4145,
uh-huh.
7863,
yes.
0385, 6682.
Okay, 6662.
Okay, perfect. See, you did good without the glasses. That's what you said you thought it might be. And then it's still 12.
I have a magnifying glass in front of my hand.
That's smart. That's really good. I sent my dad one of those, like a magnifying glass with a light on it, because he likes to read the newspaper every day. So,
right.
And he was so worried. He's like, oh, they said I have to go get, you know, a cataracts and I might need eye surgery. And he was all upset. What am I going to do if I can't read my paper every day? So I sent him one of those with the magnifying and the light, and he loves it.
Perfect. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, of course, I don't want to pull out my magnifying glass around other
right?
people, because I am really self-conscious about, well, how stupid do I look? But this is what
Aww.
I have to do to read. And then
yeah.
I started thinking, okay, so then the doctor, one of my doctors, wanted to learn how to kite surf. And I said, okay, I'll teach you how to kite surf. And he says, okay, then you come in, I'm going to fix your vision to where you never have to wear glasses again. I go,
wow.
How are you going to do that? I said, how are you going to do that? And
yeah.
he told me, but there was some complications, and then the other thing was now I have to use a magnifying glass to read stuff, and I'm going, I don't like this part of it.
I see. Yeah, that's
hard. But otherwise,
that's
he implanted some contact lenses into my eyes to where I never have to wear anything for the distance, going to movies, for driving, watching TV. In my living room, never have to use that again.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing.
And, yeah, and so when when that was all finished, I just said, this is awesome what you did. I said, where
yeah.
are the kids? I'm going to go out of kite surf right now. I'm not going to charge you a penny.
he says,
they're not ready yet. They're just a little bit too young. I said, you can't be too young. So when you're ready, you just let me know.
That's so funny. And so they're still younger, yeah. or when did you have that surgery? When did you think they're going to be ready for it?
The surgery was done about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago now.
Oh,
and
okay.
Probably, no, excuse me, more like a year and a half, excuse me. And since then, they'll be ready when they're ready. The thing is, when he's ready, is that's when he should come down, because he was the way I met this doctor. I'm going to tell you it's a real quick story, and you're going to love this story. I was out kite surfing, and I jumped off of a wave.
Yeah.
And I went up like about 30 feet and got sideways and got slammed down. And
oh.
then a friend was out there and saw me, and he pulled me in. And
when
I got out of the water, I went to a movie after all of that, and I'm sitting in the movie, and all of a sudden the screen starts disappearing one bar by bar in my eyes.
Wow.
So bang, there was nothing, and I'm sitting in the black, in the dark, and I'm going, what the hell just happened? And the first thing I thought was it had to do with that fall where I got smashed, because my head got charged so much. I went over to the doctor's office. He was just leaving his office. He was locking up. The nurses were gone and everything. And I told him what had happened. And he said, come on, come with me. I said, what are you going to do? And he said, we're going to operate right now. I said, you're kidding.
Wow. That's amazing. So he was already like ready to leave, and he just offered to do that just on a dime. That's great. That probably saved you. You probably needed it, like an emergency surgery. Wow.
Yeah, it did. And so then later, when the other things happened where I couldn't see really well, because I had another accident where I got slammed, he goes, Rob, he said, you got to stop going up and getting hit because we can't do this all the time.
Yeah.
And said, okay, I got it. You know, I understand. I'll stay closer to, I won't go off up into like high, like 30, 40 feet in the air anymore. I'll just keep it like around 10 feet. And he goes, okay, that will work.
Wow. Well, yeah, 30 feet, that's a big fall. That's very big. But the good news, Robin, is that second card worked. I got the green light for you. So you are all good to go. Yeah, I'm going to push the next billing out to February 9th. And so you're all paid in full for the whole month. And then if anybody else calls you and, you know, they try to get you to sign up for anything else regarding the Google listing, just do me a favor. Tell them Tina at Local Splash is handling my Google listing. You have to talk to her. I know that, you know, chances are they're not going to call me because they're just, you know, another company trying to sell you something. But at least that will defer some of those calls away from you. You know, that way you don't have to talk to them and, you know, spend a lot of time. Okay?
Okay. Your timing was perfect.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
And
that's
thank you
great.
So much. And have a great Christmas.
I will. You too. Thank you, Robin. Nice talking to you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.